Hey guys, welcome back to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green. This is the 16th of February 2023, and KZN, the good fishing continues. Yes, we've had some pretty decent weather, considering the fishing reports weren't looking as favorable, but there was still some good fishing coming out. Yes, there was some rain, the seas were a bit big, it was a little bit dirty, but there was fish out there and someone had to catch them. So let's get into this week's report, because once again, KZN has produced the goods. Now, starting off on the offshore side as an intro for this week's show, the seas has been big, it has been dirty, but no one likes a wet launch, and you know, the guys do not rush to go out. However, when they did, there has been some great catches on your game fishing and your bottom fishing side. As for the rock and surf, that has produced a mixed bag of fish. Plenty of them at that, between your edibles and inedible action. And as for the freshwater, well, the dams has been producing the goods over the past few weeks, and the bass has been loving the summer heat, with the trout enjoying that insect activity, while the carp still remains hungry. Now, we're going to get into all of this in this week's show in great detail, but before we do, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltisp Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, before we kick off this week's show, I must apologize for the slight echo you might get while listening to this podcast. It's only because we've just moved into our new studios and we are still awaiting our soundproofing foam to arrive. So it all should be back to normal next week. So once again, my sincere apologies about that. Now, moving on into this week's show, as always, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, where he's got a good report of some mixed bag of fishing, a few edible fish, some detailed reports of the weather, as he always does. But more than anything else, he's got a fantastic report of river fishing down the South Coast, something we all definitely should be trying, especially when the conditions are not as favorable. Here is Adam from the South Coast.
Good day, Vanesh and fellow anglers. It's the 16th of the 2nd, 2022. And wow, this year has already gone so fast already, Vanesh. I mean, we're already in the middle of February. Can you believe it? Things have definitely picked up slightly on the fishing front down on the lower South Coast. It hasn't been phenomenal, but it's definitely picked up slightly for the edible fishermen. Within this last week, I've seen a few nice lemon bream coming out, a handful of brusher, and some bronze bream, believe it or not. We've had quite a bit of brown water hanging down the side, so I know the edible fishermen have sort of been scratching their heads a bit, but there have been spots of cleaner water that have been producing some decent edible fish, Vanesh. So I think for this coming weekend, it looks to be okay in terms of the weather. Wind does seem to be a bit all over the show, but it might just settle down, hopefully, and we get some cleaner water. The non-eds are definitely still biting the side, with, again, all our local deep water spots, as we know, still producing some decent fish and a few flatfish as well, Vanesh. So it's been a bit of a mixed bag, topsy-turvy, the last sort of couple of weeks down on the coast. You know, the sea hasn't really been too great in terms of color. It's been sort of discolored and it's not really been going anywhere. So again, it's been mixed bag, as I always tend to say. But looking into this weekend, it should be fairly okay. With today, there's going to be a westerly wind around the 25k an hour mark with a swell of around 2 meters. So pretty big. Moving over to Friday, there's slightly less wind blowing at around 15k's an hour, still a westerly with the swell dropping down to 1.5 meters. Saturday, there's a very light westerly in the morning with the swells picking up, however, on Sunday. The wind does seem to be changing between a west, south and east this weekend. So a bit all over the show, as I had said earlier. Kind of the fishing, you know, the fishing's kind of been also up and down. You know, not too great, not too bad. You know, we're kind of moving into the March period. And as we know, generally speaking, January and February is not always the greatest months in terms of edible fishing on the lower coast. You know, the non-eds have been the mainstay lately, you know, in terms of guys going and fishing and what they've been catching. There have been some small cubs sort of around. And I see our rivers are doing fairly okay with a bit of rock salmon and a bit of the small snapper salmon, as we call them. Obviously, with some of those that have been spawned and whatnot in the rivers, it might actually be something to try a different finish. You know, tackle down smaller rods, smaller hooks, smaller sinkers. Maybe go and try and hit some of our rivers like South Broome or Impinjati or even maybe the Pont if you've got a boat. So that might be something different to try. The bass side's been okay as well. It hasn't been fireworks on the bass as I haven't reported too much on that lately. I'm definitely going to try and pick up one or two of those as we've got the paddock fishing comp in March coming up. And that's always fun for the family. So that's going to be a quite a big event on the lower coast. So we're definitely going to start maybe talking a bit more about the bass fishing side, especially down here in the paddock Harding area, Vinesh. But otherwise, let's just hope that the sea does clean up a bit with this westerly wind that's going to be around for some of the weekend, at least not all of it. As I said earlier, it has been a bit dirty of late. So guys, maybe try hit some of our rivers, try something different, or maybe start getting that practice in now for the paddock bass fishing comp. Might just be something different to do and exciting, you know. But otherwise, Vinesh and everyone else, I hope you guys have a super, super weekend. Stay safe and tight lines.
Thank you, Adam, for another great, detailed and honest report, my friend, as you always deliver. Well, that river fishing certainly seems something to try my hand at. And yeah, we will be definitely looking forward to the paddock competition that's coming up. So now that rounds off our lower south coast, moving down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti. We are with Gary from the Kingfisher, where there has been some decent inedible action. Here is Gary's report for this week.
Good evening, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good day to you all. A few greys have been coming out in the late afternoon, early evening sort of time. I've heard of a couple of edible fish, nothing really exciting, you know, small pompano, small cob this aside, a couple of shad around the rocks, but not many. They've really gone missing. They're still down sort of middle south coast and lower, particularly lower, but gone quiet here. Yeah. I haven't caught any in the last couple of outing. Something interesting is there's lots of little bait. I just couldn't make out what they were when I was on the beach. It was yesterday evening. There were quite a few greys there. But these little balls of sprats, you know, they were shimmering on the water. I saw one fish charge through them. I threw a spoon, but that was it. I never saw any more chases. But every now and again, they would sort of shimmer to the top, and their cast net, you could have got them, netted them several times quite easily. I'd love to have seen what they were. Sort of just on the edge of the colour line, where the Lobo was still pushing down red mud yesterday afternoon. There was a tide starting to come, and it sort of went back more to the mouth there. Well, they were shimmering there, shimmering all over the place. Now, I've heard guys that were telling me today that they're the same sort of thing. You can't say for certain, of course, but I'd love to know what it was. They say it was small mozzies. They were catching them on your zuries and that. And my brother-in-law said he actually caught a few in the sea lice net over the last couple of days, but no one brought me one to look at and to identify. So it was mozzie-like. You know, so it doesn't seem to be anchovies, which would be the best news, you know. If it was a Cape anchovy, then we would really expect something to happen here. Yeah. But until we get confirmation, I can't say. Yeah, let's see what happens, and I'll keep my eye on the situation, yeah. But like I said, it's pretty spotty other than for those greys. We had good water for a couple of days. Depending on which way, you know, the winds are blowing, it'll affect either the north side of a river or the south side. So some of that water is really mud coming out, so it's not sort of ideal. You just get to where it goes a bit sort of brown without the mud, then you got a chance. But my side, like a Volova now, just looking at it after work, it's brown. The other side is relatively clear, you know, sort of that sort of greeny colour is quite nice. Funny, there were no birds with I'll use the word sprats, because that's what everybody says, you know, without trying to actually ID these fish, which is important. So if anyone picks them up anyway, just drop them off at Kingfish or Warner Beach and we can ID them. Let's see what happens in the week ahead, but keep your eyes on it, because sooner or later there'll be some game fish messing with them, you know, and the guy there will get a few of those yellowtail kingies and little greybacks and stuff like that. It'll be good fun. Until next week then, tight lines, and go well.
Thank you, Gary. Well, that is certainly an interesting report. I am engrossed to find out what is that. What are those bait fish? And, well, they are bait fish, so there's definitely something that's going to come and feed on them. So Warner Beach is certainly looking exciting. I mean, if that grey shark activity is not doing it for you, we are bound to get more species coming through to feed on that. So let's stay tuned to Gary's report next week when we hear more about, well, what it was and when once he identifies it. Now, moving on into Durban, we are with Mike V, who's always excited about the fishing. Here's what he had to say about it, and he is followed by Brad Crubler with the offshore side of Durban.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the weather that we've had the last few days and all that heavy rain that we've had hasn't really helped the angling a lot, but there has been bite in between it. Some nice bronze bream have come out all over the points. There have been some beautiful bronze bream. I've seen some pictures of some lovely kingfish, black tips, GTs, the whole lot. Sandies wise, there's been a few here and there, but not a lot. They seem to be just waiting for the northeast to start blowing. The diamonds have slowed down a bit, same with the honeys. The Durban North Beaches did throw a couple fish here and there, but it hasn't been too wild. I've spoken to a couple guys, there's been some big shad around the game, those 3-4 kilo size ones. So, yeah, looking more promising on the edible side than the inedible side. In the bay, lots of grunting, even in the dirty water. They seem to be biting even more. Kingies and all that have gone quiet because of all the dirt coming out the bay, with the springer as well going quiet. But as soon as they do start up again, as soon as the water clears, they'll start up again without any hassles. Deep sea side, I heard of a lot of snook. They started up nicely. There's some big cooter around. I saw a couple of picks of cooter over 20 kilos. So yeah, once everything clears up, and the sea goes nice again, we'll be in the game with some lovely bite.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, ski boat fishing off Durban over the last week. Well, guys, one thing I can say is the water has got very, very warm. I mean, today we had 27.5 degrees Celsius out there. We managed to get a couple of dorados during the week, some nice tuna. But yeah, for all those guys are looking to catch cooter, there are plenty bonnies around Durban, especially over the number one area. And I say plenty, there are shoals and shoals and shoals of them. On the bottom fishing side, the guys who have been out there at night time have been getting a couple of dogger and a couple of steelbeck. But generally, it's strange for them this time of year. But once again, I say there are some cooter and some snook off some sloty area. Yeah, so guys, tight lines. Good luck. Thank you. Speak to you next week.
Thank you once again, Mike and Brad. What a fantastic report. Looks like Durban continues to produce the goods, with that fish coming out on a mixed bag of species throughout the entire Durban and surrounding areas. And the harbour area is definitely producing some bending rods from the anglers, because that grunter is definitely big. I've been seeing that on the social media side of things. And yeah, lots of nice grunter coming out. So guys, that rounds off Durban. Moving on to Ballito and Salt Rock, we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher, where he has seen a lot of rock and surf action over this past week. Not too much on the ski boat side, the odd snook and cooter coming out, but there has been some rods bending. But you know what? Yes, let's let Jesse give you the full rundown about what's been going on.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's all right. We are reporting from a load-shedded shop this morning. Nice and warm and humid as anything. So, excuse my panting, because it is warm. We have had a good week of fishing. It hasn't been fireworks, but it's been good. We saw a lot of fish coming out on the rock and surf front. We haven't had a ton of reports from the ski boat side, but they have been there, especially for the guys that are launching out from Durban and going going out a little bit deeper, catching some Dorado and all of that. But as we move up north, things have been a little bit slow. And when I say slow, I'm referring to stuff like snook, which last week were absolutely incredible in certain areas. And I only heard that probably about 2 days ago by guys that were kind of trying to keep it a little bit quiet. Now that it's gone a bit slowed down significantly, they're happy for me to report on what was happening back then. But yeah, the snook were wild, and that's off the Durban area itself. And then last week, the guys, I see they did catch one or two, but literally one or two. I didn't hear of any great fishing days, kind of just flicking some lures out around the side of the South Pier, and then moving up to Blue Lagoon, there were one or two snook up there. And then more towards our side, when we talk about our side, normally it's Palito and North, but I would consider Westbrook and Mfloti to be kind of in our borders as well, to a certain extent. And I saw that Mfloti, there were one or two snook, one or two small tuna as well. Westbrook, I'd say that the tuna would probably be the most prolific. And then moving up north, Palito side, not a heck of a lot happened. In fact, probably the quietest spot out of the lot this week. And then moving north, the guys were catching a couple of kuta, but getting taxed as well. In fact, a lot of guys are actually complaining that the sharks have been worse now than they have been the whole year. The hammerheads and grey sharks have just come on the bites so badly. Even the snook are being taxed, you know, left, right and centre, which is not a common thing. The snook generally don't get taxed because you haven't got them in the water long enough to tax, even on light tackle. But the sharks are so wild at the moment that the snook are getting taxed. So that's not great. So my recommendation there, just fish a little bit heavier. Go one size bigger on your hook so that you can pull those fish a bit harder. Get them out the water before the sharks get to them. As far as your bottom fishing goes, it's been all right. I've seen some good catches. I've still seen some nice dogger coming out, one or two back. And the guys are just catching them slightly deeper. The inshore seems to be a bit quiet. As far as rock and surf goes, we've had a decent run on the far north coast from Tugela down. Tugela is flowing incredibly hard at the moment. So I'd hate to see what happens this week if we're going to get any fishing done up that side. But judging by what I can see at the moment, I really don't think there's going to be much there. Coming a little bit south from there, where the rivers kind of stop and open up a little bit, I'm talking like from Tinley and south, really, into Sheffield, there's a much better area of untainted water. You know, there's not much colour in the water compared to the northern side. I mean, you've got St. Quasi, Tinley Manor, Tugela, all of those rivers on the north coast that are, I don't want to say ruining it, but they are dirtying up the water to the point where you're not going to get a lot of fishing done. So I'll definitely fish a little bit more local here in Palito. We get affected by the rivers far less than anywhere else on the coast. And it also drives the fish down a little bit from those rivers. We've got Fongard River mouth just south. We've got Le Mercy, which I know the banks broke recently, but I haven't been down there to check myself what it's doing now currently. But I'd assume after all of the rain that we had, it would be close to breaking as well. So it doesn't look great for our waters here, but this week will be interesting. We have to go down and try. And all of the guys that did persist in the last week, even though the conditions were not great, they were a little bit up and down. Winds were fluctuating badly. There was a bit of overcast and wet weather. And the guys still fished. They still caught some fish, but it was not great. I heard of a lot of quarantine around, which I think is quite a good thing, especially for the guys that are still targeting some cob and those similar species of similar forage requirements. So let's see what happens this week. But guys, like I said, it was very quiet. So if anybody's got any news, let us know. It would be lovely to broadcast what's passing, just to give the guys an idea of what to target. We don't necessarily need to know where, but if you're happy to share some location and some knowledge, let us know, and we can always try and make fishing more pleasant for everybody else. Guys, have a good one.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Another good report, my friend. A great report of Bolito with that rock and surf side looking like very exciting times. However, that tax man for the offshore boys, yeah, I do feel sorry for you. Even your snook is getting taxed. Well, it just tells me one thing. We're going to need that Daiwa MQ Saltus to really crank up that fish. So, guys, that rounds off Bolito, Salt Rock, and those areas. Now, we couldn't get through to Nick this week. I assume he's on with a big story or a big fish. Either one, it's always going to be exciting to hear from him next week. But now we move on to Richards Bay, where we are with Ellie. And, yeah, there has been a bit of tough fishing conditions over the past week. However, there has been some good fishing, especially in the harbor of Richards Bay. And Ellie is going to tell us all about it.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're well. The weather for this past week has been really bad, especially with the rain that we had, made it impossible for offshore fishing, but it didn't stop the anglers from fishing in the harbour. Anglers caught plenty of salmon the last few days, as well as some shad and grunter using red eyes. Anglers also had some luck using artificial lures, catching fish from Japan or pizza from the shore, as well as some springers. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ellie. Yeah, that heavy weather would have put a damper on the offshore side, but I'm glad to hear rock and surf and the harbor fishing has been getting some good fish. So, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now, moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. And Jan is talking about the wet weather that has blown out a lot of anglers. However, he's got the latest updates of the NFFC, as well as some reports of some decent bass. And more than anything, he's got some great tips to fish that discolored water condition. So here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hey guys, so you all know that saying, life is a box of chocolates. But I dare say that the weather of late has been more to a box of frogs. Simply not capable of keeping still, but rather jumping all over the place. And the wet feet have certainly been useful over the last while. And if the weather forecast is anything to go by, well, for the next wee while as well. And we might just have to add water wings in. There's been plenty of the drippy stuff, and plenty indeed. The storm that covered the Midlands earlier in the week dropped some 40 to 60 mils in the space of only a couple of hours. Nothing quite like what's taken place in the northern KZN, but when the storm was active, we had localized warnings here that the N3 highway north from Nottingham Road was a hazard to drive and to stay off the road if possible. As a result, all the rivers are pretty much blown out, from the top to the bottom. And just as we thought that conditions were improving. Last weekend did, however, see the KZN Fly Fishing Association, that is KZN FFA, seniors tussle it out on the Bushman's River. Reports are that fishing was tough, with competitors bemoaning the fact they didn't have quite heavy enough weighted flies to get down to the fish. And rumors were that a 6 mil tungsten bead perdigon nymph, with extra lead wraps, I might add, might just have done the trick. This weekend, however, sees the Masters take to the river, so hopefully forewarned is pre-armed, so let's see what they can bring to the table. So, in the spate of the river, there's only a single report from the Natal Fly Fishers Club, where anglers managed to sneak some fish out of the Upper Moy River before the rains arrived. Brown trout in the 7 to 9 inch, that is 18 to 23 centimeter bracket. There were a couple of reports, however, but all results in returning boating blown out. So, while we had plenty of the wet, unfortunately the heat hasn't abated much at all. And as a consequence, the NFFC still waters remain closed for the time being while we wait for a spell of cool weather, that is day and night temperatures, in order to bring the water temperatures down significantly enough to reopen. Due to a clash in beds, for some strange reason, and possible spousal disapproval, this month's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society's scheduled for Tuesday the 14th, now takes place next week on Tuesday the 21st. Callum Holly has just returned from a trip of a lifetime to Alphonse Island and will be demonstrating his version of the Flexo Crab, which, he says, was well received by the island guides. Good kudos indeed. So guys, pop into the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg and come and chat to me if putting together some feathers, fluff and thread are of interest. With the unsettled weather, even the bass anglers have been quiet. Local angler, however, Leon Gevers, found some fish. First on the boat was a 2.9 kilo, and then smashed his PB and a 3 kilo mark with a lunker of 3.9 kilos. Well done, that man. But as one angler quipped, forecast for this coming weekend is bass with a chance of rain, quote unquote. Or was it the other way around? Really, I can't remember now. But don't let rising water ruin your next outing. As water levels rise rapidly due to the heavy rains, you will need to adjust to the changing conditions, which may include discolored water, newly flooded margins, and current flowing through your system. All of these factors, which can affect fish behavior differently. So guys, here are some tips for dealing with these conditions. In discolored water, fish will rely more on senses other than sight to detect prey, so making baits that produce vibration and noise much more effective. So for the bass guys, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and swim baits are great options. High contrast colors like white on top and chartreuse are a great starting point. To find fish in newly flooded margins, use reaction style baits to cover water, as the fish may just have repositioned themselves in the new water. And as we've said before, definitely don't miss out in throwing topwater lures like frog or buzz baits fished close to the margin. Strong currents will obviously push fish away and try and get out of the moving water, and they tend to spread out in the new habitat. So hard baits, such as jerkbaits, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and again your reaction baits, are great for fishing currents without snagging and pulling fish in. So guys, I hope that helps. Tight lines to all. Do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and catch you here again next week.
Thank you so much, Jan, for another very informative report, my friend. Looks like the forecast is bass with a chance of rain. Well, thank you for the tips on fishing that discolored water. It's certainly something we will be taking note of. And as for that description of life not being a box of chocolates but a bunch of frogs, Jan, where do you come up with this stuff? But whatever it is, I love it. Keep it up, my friend, and we will be definitely looking forward to your report of the Masters and seeing what they produce over next weekend. Well, sorry, over this weekend when they are fishing in that rainy weather. So, guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It is another good, exciting one. Very informative from our reporters. This weekend's forecast looking a bit wet. It's certainly good advice we've got from them as to where to find that fish, because they are definitely here in KZN. It's just a matter of someone getting them. So guys, that rounds off our report for Angler News South Africa. I am Vinay Sugreem. Once again, my sincere apologies about the echo in our new studio. It will be rectified next week. But until the next show, guys, always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.